Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
A double play ball, the 0-2. Swing and a miss! He got him! The Red Sox sweep the Yankees! 2-0 the final today. And the Red Sox have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees. They're within 6.5 in the American League East. They're back above 500. And what a masterful weekend here at Fenway Park.
You sure about that?
Well, it was a good weekend. I agree with Will on that.
It's a great weekend.
They got the sweep. Kind of ended
with a stunner. I'm not all that upset Devers is gone. I'm still where we started the show. I'm happy he's gone. I wanted more in return. But yeah, I was pretty shocked when I saw that. Right up there with the Luka. It was like the Luka trade in that regard, where I didn't expect that to happen right then and there. I didn't expect that. After all,
kicked
it around. The Yankees.
We even talked about the Mavs were going to be better off.
I did think that. That's true.
Well,
not a good look. No. Not a good omen.
No, they weren't.
Well, yeah, the Lakers weren't all that great.
No, but they at least were in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. They were bounced real quick, though.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, their head would spin. But yeah, this is one where it was definitely surprising because we had also talked about with all the turmoil with the team and with Devers specifically, I was like, just trade him. Now, I thought the return would be better.
Yeah, you didn't think they'd do it after a sweep either.
The timing is just wild.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not shocked they traded him in a vacuum. I'm shocked they did it in the midst of a 5-game winning streak and sweeping your rival. That surprises me.
Yeah, 5-game losing streak.
That would make more sense.
Swept by your rival. Right. Maybe that's when you trade your guy. But no, that was not the case.
So you were just reading something interesting.
Yeah, this is Chris Cotillo had a tweet earlier today. He said, I was going to find a way to write about this over the week, but before the craziness, a striking scene in the clubhouse yesterday. All right, so he's setting the scene in the clubhouse after the game.
All right, picture yourself in there. Yep.
I'm in there.
Okay.
Entire club celebrating a win with music blaring.
Okay.
But Alex Bregman was holding court with an iPad in the corner showing Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer their at-bats from the game and giving detailed thoughts on them. Meyer was taking fake swings as Bregman walked him through mechanics for 10 minutes.
Do you like this?
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that. Now, I'm not saying every player has to be like that. I'm not saying that's why you trade Devers by any means. I just think it also goes to show you what kind of extra Alex Bregman brings to the table. We were asking, you know, if they never signed Bregman, Devers is the third baseman. They never ask him to move. He never has those weird press conferences. John Henry never flies to Kansas City. He's just your third baseman. Booting balls and knocking runs in, right?
Right.
Hitting and fielding poorly. But he's your guy, and nobody even thinks twice about it. This sort of started that whole process of him being pissed at the team, then them being like, hey, can you actually play first? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So would you rather have Bregman or Devers? I'd much rather have Bregman, and this is just another little added thing that he does.
Yeah, and I think getting Devers out of there really frees up Bregman to be the leader. Like, I think a lot of us look at him from the outside as the leader already, but Devers has been there for a while. He's the only guy that was on the 2018 team that won, aside from Cora. And so I do think people are going to look to him as a leader on this team. And getting him out of there with his poor leadership, I think, is a step in the right direction. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I would rather, out of those two, I would rather have Bregman on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's now empowered as the leader and you get more out of these young guys on top of it. It would be way down my list, as it would be yours, Keith, for reasons to trade Rafael Devers, but it's somewhere on the list. I think it's a good byproduct of the move. Meanwhile, we talked a lot about the Julian McWilliams report at CBS Sports. He's formerly of the Boston Globe. He had some intel. He was on Nesson earlier today. Here's what he had to say.
And I got a little bit more information on this last night. They actually asked him during spring training to take ground balls at both third base and first base. He told them no, and he asked them to trade him. So the trade part happened a bit earlier than we thought it would happen, but Devers had thrown it out there before even in spring training he had thrown it out there.
So that's big. I mean, if he's going back, they're saying, hey, change your position.
Right.
And for him to not just say no, but trade me then if you want me to change. Do you feel like that was the first fracture? And, you know, we've seen the reports that it seemed like it was unrecoverable, the relationship between Devers and the Red Sox. Do you think that really set in motion all of this? And there was got to a point, I guess you'd say, of no return?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So 100% that was the point of no return. They should have traded him then, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have a taker. It doesn't sound like Breslow did his job and canvassed the league. So I'll knock the Red Sox on that. I admittedly don't love the return. But they should have done it there. I think the point of no return was that meeting in Kansas City, as we've talked about a
That's
lot
what
today.
I feel like
I think when
your
John
boss's
Henry,
boss's boss talks to you and then you're like, no.
To Kansas City, of all places.
Yeah.
He gets on a flight and asks you personally to do it. He's paying you $300 million and you tell him no. That to me was probably the final straw.
And I could be wrong, but they have 26 guys in the clubhouse. How many of them do you think would change positions if asked?
Oh,
25 of them?
25 of them, yeah.
So that's bad. So even if some of those guys may...
I think almost all of them have.
I was going to say, and how do we know this? Because they all have. Like, every guy out there pretty much has played other spots. It's unlike... Like, years and years ago, I feel like it didn't really happen that often. Now it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is bouncing around spots. I mean, Mookie Betts, who we've talked about because of the trade, maybe the most glaring. Gold Glove right fielder playing second base and shortstop when needed with the Dodgers. So he's doing it. Devers wouldn't and was just kind of, you know, pouting about it. However, he was the DH this year. He kicked and screamed about that, but he was, has been, and is having a pretty good year.
He is.
So as much as it felt like, hey, maybe that was the beginning of the end, could they have ridden it out the rest of this season and try to trade him in the offseason? Let's say he does hit 30 home runs or 40 home runs for the first time in his career, drives in a .130.
Well,
could you have gotten more for him in the offseason and then let the whole league know he's available?
Maybe. I mean, they definitely did not turn over every rock trying to get a good deal.
Which makes me feel like this is even worse than we let on.
Well, so this is where I wanted to go with this. Number one, do we know when Devers is getting introduced with the Giants? Do we have that info yet? We know there's a Zoom call with the Red Sox tonight. Like, he might...
Good question.
He might make it ugly. Like, he already was pretty outspoken about Breslow.
Yes.
And he no longer is going to have the Red Sox translator toning down everything he had to say.
Good point.
Softening the blow anywhere.
Giants translator will just, like, let it rip.
I mean, I would hope.
So they don't play today, the Giants.
So when is he getting introduced? Like, he might let it fly. I think they're going to let you know that he wanted out, meaning Breslow and Kennedy, when they talk tonight on the
Probably.
Zoom. I don't think they're just going to take the high road. I think they're going to shovel a little dirt on him. And most of the time, I think that's probably unfair to stab a guy in the back on the way out the door. I think we've kind of known about this all along. And in this case, I'm on their side. The guy's been a bad teammate. So I think he deserves to have some dirt shoveled on him.
Giants play tomorrow at home against the Guardians. So I would assume that would be Devers' Giants debut tomorrow night.
Nice. Yep. So I'm curious what he says.
Really, same time as the Sox. The Sox play at 9:40 tomorrow night against the Mariners and 9:45 for Giants.
And again, the crazy thing is they're playing them on Friday.
That is bizarre.
They have Devers this week. Like that, speaking of the timing again, it's like, wow, you did it on a 5-game win streak, sweeping your right. What happens?
They might be on an 8-game heater and then play Devers.
Or they go, I could see this too. They go to Seattle, they lose all three. Devers crushes a couple of home runs in his first games, and you look like morons. So, like, the whole timing is very suspect. That's not a reason to not trade somebody because of bad PR, having to face them a week later, or doing it in the midst of a win streak. If you get what you want in the trade, you pull the trigger. You don't have to thread the needle perfectly, but the timing is odd, to say the least.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Ron is in Medford. Hello, Ron.
You know, I got to tell you, people don't just don't understand what it's like to have a cancer in the locker room like that, especially with all these young kids. And, you know, this all started from spring training. He comes in horrendous shape. They pay him all that money. What respect did he show the franchise? They handed him $300 million and the fans to come in horrible shape. And he's still fat. You know, I mean, getting rid of him is addition by subtraction, getting rid of him. And you know what else? You talk about a salary dump. Think of the money they're going to save on that buffet after the games every day.
Small fortune.
Okay.
That's
hidden savings.
I know the team is playing well right now, and I'm embracing that too. They just swept the Yankees. They're 8-2 since I got the City Connect jersey, all that. It's very exciting. But people also are acting like, oh, like the season's up in smoke, like they were a first-place team and did this. They currently aren't in the playoffs.
No, correct.
So it's like they were doing so great, and Devers was ripping the cover off the ball so much that they were in the play. Oh, no, they're not in the playoffs. No. They're still in fourth place in the division. So it's like, all right, couldn't this team use a shakeup?
Well, this is what I don't get. They've been terrible now for 3 years. He's been on the team.
Oh, yeah. He's been the guy for the last 3 years.
Has he maybe been a part? I'm not saying the biggest part, but a part of their problems the last few years?
A part. Yep. I would. Yeah,
and perhaps. I think he is their biggest problem. Him or the manager. Yeah. And those are intertwined, by the way, because Cora did a lot of covering for
him. A lot of overlap.
But I think those are their biggest problems. I think Cora, by the way, had a good weekend. 617-779-7937. He says when they lied to Devers, or the text line rather says, when they lied to Devers about the Bregman trade, they lost him. Why is this on Devers? It just shows that most of EEI is on the Red Sox payroll.
Yep, for sure.
And they don't want
to upset
them.
I had to beg and plead to get a City Connect. I'm not on the payroll.
We're firing the manager, for God's sake.
We would fire the manager. I would have traded Devers prior to this, so this isn't revisionist history.
Yeah, bingo.
I just thought there would be more of a return. I'm disappointed about the return, and I don't want them to cheap out. I'll be front and center if they don't get Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso or some big free agent next year. I'll be pissed. But right now, I'm not like going to go crazy because Devers isn't on the team anymore.
I also would ask people who referenced the poor communication, like, oh, that was such an unforgivable sin that they didn't communicate to him. Why do you think they didn't communicate it to him?
They knew how it was going to go.
So that, like,
I feel like Cora knows the guy pretty well.
They knew. They're like, look, there's a 50-50 shot we even get the guy in the first place. Let's not piss off Devers. In the meantime,
yeah.
Because if he goes to the Tigers, then we upset him for no reason. And so I think there's a reason they didn't communicate it to him. Now, you can just say the Red Sox are inept and they're poor communicators and there's a long pattern of this, and you're not wrong to suggest any of that.
Yeah. But they don't have a great track record.
But the way that Devers has flown off the handle, I bet they knew he was going to do it.
Yeah.
So that's why they didn't tell him about it.
I think if you're really, really pissed about the Devers thing and you wish he was here for his whole contract, then you never should have wanted Bregman. And that's fine. Like, maybe that's how you feel. Maybe you're like, you like Devers more so than Bregman, and you didn't want to bring him in to change things all around.
You know, Bregman's the guy I wanted all along this offseason.
Yeah, you were right. You were on that.
I very much wanted Bregman. Now, I didn't realize Devers was going to fly off the handle like this.
Yeah.
But I very much wanted Bregman this offseason, and I prefer him out of the two. Our buddy Coach is up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yes. I don't know, Adam, if it was you or Rich, but one of you just said, who would I rather have, Bregman or Devers? Think of it this way. Offense, defense, leadership. Okay, Devers is 1-for-3 in that, and Bregman, I believe, is 3-for-3, and I think Garrett Crochet is to a degree as well. I don't care how long they've been on the Red Sox, moving forward and getting over the shock, I name those two cats captain tomorrow because these young kids need to learn from professionals and not what Devers pulled from spring training on. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so right. you seem more in that camp, maybe not with the nickname so much,
but in
the camp of Bregman coaching those young guys up. You think that's...
Yeah, I like that. And I'm not saying every guy needs to be that way, right? I think that's fairly unique. You know, maybe every clubhouse maybe has a guy like that. But Bregman is one. Like, and that's why... And we kind of made fun of him a little bit because he so went overboard. But when Alex Cora was first asked about Bregman when they signed him, he referred to him as the perfect player, like the perfect person.
Yeah.
But this is what he means. Like, it's stuff like this. Like, early on when there was all that stuff going on about, you know.
Yeah, maybe all that was a shot at Devers in real time, actually.
It kind of was because, remember, I think Bregman bought all the young guys, like, suits, and it was this whole thing where.
He went on a road trip with them.
Went on a road trip, like, specifically for them.
He wasn't playing in, yeah.
And he talks those guys up. Meanwhile, I don't think Devers even knows their names. And Tristan Casas, remember, was like, this is like Ben playing the majors, like those kids should play in the minors.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, that's great.
Right.
He'll be the next one gone, by the way. That's a side story.
I mean,
but
him,
Casas is not long
him
for this.
Getting hurt complicates that. But yeah, if he.
Because they're going to need a righty stick.
Yeah,
they need a righty stick at first base. So Casas is probably as good as gone.
So you've talked up Kyle Tucker a lot. You think.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Pete Alonso's a free agent this year.
I'd take him too.
That would make a lot of sense.
Righty bat. Yeah, it's probably more of an ideal fit. I just think Kyle Tucker will be better. Longer, but either one of those guys, and you have the money to do it. You absolutely have. There's no excuses to be aggressive for those guys.
We've gotten a few of these today.
What's the matter?
First pitch to Devers on Friday should be at his ear hole.
I don't know if you need to do that.
I don't know that. I mean, look, I think some players are happy he's off the team. I don't think they're ready to fight him. I don't think. I didn't get that sense watching it.
Dobbins should ask his dad what he should do. He's like, Dad, when you faced a former teammate, what did you do? He's like, Well, son. Struck him out on three pitches. Like, no, you didn't. I'm not even sure you were a pitcher.
I drill him right in the backside is what I do. 617-779-7937. How about Mark in New Hampshire? Hello, Mark.
Uh, Hi, guys. Listen, I didn't call to carry any water for Rafael Devers, but
I think he's a soda guy anyway.
All right. But anyway, so I don't know whose brilliant idea it was to give this guy a first baseman's mitt. Because last year, he played some of the worst defensive third base I've seen in all my years of being a Sox fan. Now, I go back a lot of years. I'm probably one of your older callers.
No, come on.
I could envision, with Rafael Devers playing first base at Fenway Park for the Red Sox, it would have brought back memories of Dick Dr. Strangeglove Stewart playing
Stonefingers
first base for the Boston Red
Sox. Hell yeah. We're talking about this guy.
So, I mean, it was a horrible concept to begin with. And look, Devers isn't...
Okay, but hang on. The idea that he wouldn't have been good at first, probably.
You're probably right,
He's not a good defensive player, but the team asked him to do it because they had injuries.
Right.
And he said no. And then the owner flew to Kansas City to meet with him, and he told John Henry no. So, like, that's what we're talking about. He probably would suck at first base. I acknowledge that. But it would have given the team more flexibility and more ways to get different guys into the lineup. And he clogged the whole thing up by refusing to move off of DH.
Good response on the Twitch chat from the last caller. And I'm not going to read these, but this one says, this guy sounds like he's calling from a coffin. That's not fair. These guys called.
Why? Because he's really echoey? Is that why?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was the sound. The acoustics of it.
All right.
But yeah, Dr. Strangeglove. I never thought, that's two references in a couple of weeks.
Random ball player? I don't want to spoil
it. He has been.
I don't want to spoil it.
People guess that every day. The old stone thumbs? No, stone fingers.
People do guess that one. They guess Shoeless Joe quite a bit.
I think it was Hank Aaron gave him that name, right?
Oh, is that what that was?
I think it was.
I do forget the exact details on that, but we've read it before. Let's go. While you're looking that up, Keith, let's go to Robert in Springfield. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
The only problem I have with this trade, mainly, it's not about trading Devers, because he was on the way out. We all know that. Let's deep down, he was on the way out. My problem is this. The guy was leading in home runs, leading in walks, leading in doubles. And I understand he's probably leading in body BMI as well. But you cannot trade Devers and not give me a great starting pitcher or everyday first baseman. Unless one of those kids they got becomes like a, like a everyday starter, a good solid starter for the foreseeable future, it's just a terrible trade. I'm thinking that they did it just because the Giants are the only team that are actually willing to do it.
I think that's probably the case. Yeah,
probably.
They had an asking price. I think Andrew Bailey has connections to the Giants, and maybe these are arms that he actually liked. And
Hicks. They both suck.
I'm not saying that's the right, leave it all up to Andrew Bailey.
No, you needed at least like the Orlando Cabrera, Doug Mikhaevich equivalent, where you're like, all right, those guys aren't all-stars, but they're real players that are going to help your team now. Like, you didn't get that.
Do you, like, and I get both sides of this coin, Breslow's trade deadline last year, the sale trade, like, Breslow had some stink bombs a year ago. He's had a pretty good year this year.
I thought his offseason was great.
Bregman,
and I'm not even
Crochet,
a fan of his. I'm just saying,
Chapman, Narvaez, even Wilson, the reliever, who Nick brought up. Like, those guys have all been good. Now, it's not all good. Walker Buehler's been bad.
Right.
But I think Breslow's had a pretty good offseason. Maybe. He kind of knows what he's doing. Like, Kyle Harrison was a mega prospect. And so he's got to be a top, a two or a three to Crochet to really pay this deal off, not just in addition by subtraction, but on the actual return. I think that's what Harrison's got to be. And if he is, score one for Breslow. If he's not, then this is another Chris Sale, Mookie Betts type of trade, if that's the return.
Yeah, because there was really nothing for, like, Heim Bloom, for example, right? He was also there to kind of slash salary but try to find some gems. And, like, you know, he would find the like the Adam Duvall and like the Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like it wasn't like all disasters, but like when you really needed him to, there's no high price guy. He never traded a top prospect like Kyle Teal and like tried to get a big return, right? It was none of that. So yeah, Breslow hasn't been perfect, but this offseason, most of your best players currently he brought in via trade or signing.
A lot of people, and I see more of the text line here, the Giants top prospect is a first baseman, which would have been kind of a nice fit.
That would have been better.
That would have been Hoss of the Week.
He's a big dude.
6'7"?
Oh, yeah, that's
nice
Hoss material.
Lefty stick? Righty stick? What is he?
Lefty, I think.
Probably okay, a lefty. They're all lefties.
Well, that doesn't fit as well. But yeah, righty stick would be nice there.
And 6'7", good target.
But no, I don't like the big target over there. I don't like the return.
6'7", 240, lefty stick.
Come on.
Nice.
Aw, city.
I'm more open to the idea of Harrison hitting, but overall, I don't like the return. And I would blame ownership for that. I mean, ownership went to Breslow and said, get what you can, but make sure you ditch the whole salary. And when you're ditching the whole salary and not eating any of the salary, you're not going to get a great return. I think that's why the return leaves something to be desired. I don't miss Rafael Devers. I'm happy he's off the team. I think it's the right move to get him off the team. I think he's been a big problem. But the return, not great. Especially when one guy's in Worcester, the other guy's on the IL, and the other two are in high A lottery tickets. That's not great.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there. You can line up for double.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
WEEI afternoons, you got Fitzy. You got Ted, I think, right? That's right, Fitzy and Ted?
Fitzy, Mego, Ball.
You got Fitzy.
You got Mego.
You got Ball. Comes your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.